Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Bits. I'm Quinn.
Hey, it's Claire.
And this is Paulina.
Hey, and it's our first time recording virtually.
Yeah. Yeah. It's confession time. We've always been in the same room, and now we're managing looking at each other on computer screens instead.
Weird.
I have to say it's a little weird.
We've never worked together, so this should be interesting. It's like we're on a work call.
I'm triggered, frankly. I hate, this brings me back to pandemic vibes just a little bit. But I'm actually impressed that we were able to pull this off, because if you recall, or if you know how it was getting our podcast off the ground, recording in person, given how that process went, this should have taken us 8 weeks just to sort out. But
true,
we're doing it. Okay. Before we get into some of our topics for today, I just want to remind everyone to subscribe to The Bits on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and give us a like. Go follow us on at The Bits Yeg on Instagram and tell your friends, because that helps us out. And also leave a review if you like us, and don't leave a review if you don't.
Give us a solid thumbs up. But yeah, if it's a bad, don't leave a bad review. Okay.
I mean, you can, but it will help us either way. If people leave us reviews and give us a nice 4-star rating, that would be wonderful. Okay. Today, got a couple of fun things to talk about. I mean, we always have fun things to talk about, but, one thing that we're sort of in the midst of right now is fantasy football, all three of us, and some of our listeners who are also in fantasy football leagues. Some, we are told, for the first time. So something we've done on the podcast occasionally more recently is a fantasy tip of the week. Mm-hmm. So we do have another fantasy tip of the week for you. But before we get into that, I want to get into a fantasy hot topic of the week, which is new. And I felt like there was a sorry, I just thought I'd spring
a hot
segments on y'all.
A hot fantasy?
Hot. Oh.
I'm
Claire's
here for
brain
it.
Went straight to that, which is hot fantasy.
Let's just say I'm excited.
Not that kind. This does not involve Jalen Hurts whatsoever.
No. I'm so glad we have video now of our podcast, because you get to see the ridiculousness of us.
That's
true. And look how good we are at not interrupting each other when there's a big green highlighted box over the person who's speaking. Because maybe what we need to do is just raise our hand every time we're going to talk.
Shut up, nerd. Okay. So I'm springing a new topic on y'all, hot fantasies. You know what? Maybe that is for another time, another week. Valentine's Day segment, perhaps. Okay. So this is a bit of a hot topic because not everyone agrees, which is the whole point. I wanted to talk about streaming defenses. So a couple weeks ago, Claire, you and I were chatting. And you said, hey, who in our league dropped San Francisco defense?
What an idiot.
Yeah, you were like, what a fucking idiot. I went and snagged that right away, which is fair. San Francisco's a good defense, just in real life. And also for fantasy purposes, it is often fairly consistent. It's San Francisco has one of the best defenses in the league. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't have enough spaces on my roster, and I decided I'm just going to move towards streaming defenses every week. And if you aren't familiar with the terminology of streaming defenses, it means going and picking up a defense that is available on waivers, free to everyone. And ever since I moved to that method, I am quite happy with my choices. Yes, Quinn?
Yeah, okay. I have been streaming my defense for the last 3 weeks. I'm on a heater. As we all know, I went 0-8 to start, and now I'm on a 3-game win streak. So I'm 6-8 because we get two wins a week. It was against both of you.
True.
But anyways,
rub it in.
I didn't know it was called streaming. to
No,
get
I
to the
didn't either.
point, I didn't know it was called streaming, and like
Oh.
that was my tip of the week for fantasy, because like as a beginner, I'm learning a lot. I'm really
Yeah.
enjoying it because I have to like figure out how to make this work, right? And I was like keen to pick a defense, and then I started dropping and then like looking and just looking for a team that was playing a really bad team.
Yes.
And then I would pick their defense.
And
Good
that,
and it's
strategy.
got it's done wonders for me. I got 21 points on defense
You
a
did your
couple weeks
defense.
ago.
You that's how you beat me.
Outrageous.
Just
Yeah.
you're
Totally
totally
on
yeah.
defense. Like,
But I will say, like, I think that's really good advice, and I would say it kind of goes for a few positions. So we don't have to agree on this, but I would say I've been guilty of like hanging on to a kicker just in case, which is one of those ones that's like use them and dump them and move on. And I also tend to hoard quarterbacks.
you do. You do.
Although, yeah, not a good strategy. I wouldn't say that's probably streaming. We're getting into my issues maybe deeper than I wanted to. But I do think that the defense and the kicker positions are ones that you can like flip all the time. However, when you do get a good, consistent defense, I think it's good to keep on, like, if you have room, hang on to them and then like flip flop here and there, pick
Sure.
up and drop. But like, if you have one that's solid 95% of the time, there's nothing terrible about that.
No, I don't disagree. And I also agree that kicker is totally a streaming position, right?
Like
Unless
Dicker
you
the
have
kicker got like 20 points last weekend.
Dicker, I did pick up last week right before the game, because like that is one every week you can kind of look and be like, okay, who is most likely to have a lot of kicking opportunities based on the matchup.
Yeah.
I will say I do have a Houston kicker in one of my leagues, Fairburn or something, and he has like consistently been really good. So in that league, I've just kind of kept him because it's one less position to kind of worry about, like for waiver wire pickups and for roster space as well. But for your point on having a reliable defense week to week, when I moved to the strategy of drafting a decent defense during a draft like a couple years ago, and I was like, you know what, this just saves me time and energy, like trying to scope out a good defense to stream every single week. But now I've kind of moved to the other side of it, because like I dropped San Francisco because their matchup wasn't as good, and I want to get the highest points possible every week, right? So I dropped
That's the
San
goal for
Francisco. Their
sure.
matchup was like fine, but then like Philadelphia had an especially good matchup for defense. Like they're playing a shittier team. It was probably Carolina, Tennessee, I can't remember now. And they got like 30 points. And that was probably a week winning, extra point tally, right?
But
Yeah.
you can't forget to change them. So I started streaming, decided I was going to do that, and then I held on to the Seahawks. They got me quite a few points the week before. I can't remember. But, and then I held on to the Seahawks and got zero.
Oh
Oof.
God. Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. And
So
I think the other
you
thing is
can't
like,
forget.
No.
can't forget to change them and can't forget to drop them. That's my issue, is, and that's how I become a hoarder by accident, is that like you got to clean house after you keep your core and then you drop who's not allowed to stick around. Otherwise, it gets
Well,
messy.
my next injury to a QB, I'm coming to you, Claire, for a trade.
You should be
This
proud of
isn't
me.
collusion. I am just
I
saying.
dropped one.
No.
I
Oh,
dropped
so
a
you get,
QB. I don't
okay,
need one right
that
now.
actually is going to lead in nicely to my fantasy tip of the week.
It's like
But
she did it on purpose. Oh, I
honestly,
didn't even know.
we really didn't. But just
Wild.
another quick note on the defense streaming. That also is a lot. It's also a lot easier to hold on to a reliable defense and stream a weekly defense if you're in deeper leagues with more roster space. If you're not, like honestly, it just makes more sense in my opinion to drop your defense and like stream one each week for like whoever has the best matchup.
I have
But
a question for
if you
you.
have good roster spots, like if you have like lots of roster room in your league, then you can keep San Francisco, for example, and stream a weekly defense that has a good matchup and kind of choose between the two. But I am always gunning for like different players each week that are on waiver wires, and then I never end up having enough room to like hold two defenses anyway.
I
So,
have a question.
yeah.
So, just going back, you said you used the term deeper league, and I think that gets thrown around a lot. And you said we have some new to fantasy listeners. What does deeper league mean?
Deeper league is if you have more roster spots, like on your bench.
Yeah, but like if you're saying if you're in a deeper league, does that also refer to like how many people are in the league?
Deeper leagues could also refer to or could also tie into how many people are in the league, right? So if
That's
you
what I was saying.
have,
Yeah, I thought that that's what it was.
yes. So you can also have, like, if you don't have, if you have a smaller league, like if you have like 8 people versus 12, like if you have 8 people in a league, like there's gonna be a lot more options available to
Yeah,
you,
you can
right?
pick and you pick up and drop quarterbacks way differently than like a 12-person league that has a quarterback flex spot. It can get
Guys,
really tricky.
it can be either. It's either.
Okay,
We're both
good to
right.
know.
Yeah.
Good to know. We are also learning things here. So this kind of ties in nicely to my fantasy tip of the week, which ties into all of this with like roster spots and like adding, dropping, picking up. Right now, because we are in the most injury
Ridden.
palooza season I have ever experienced in
Eels.
all the years I have done fantasy. Like this is unlike anything I've experienced, like the amount of injuries. So there's a lot of hoarding like random players or like keeping a lot of random players on your bench, and people have to add drop constantly. And we only have so many roster spots on our bench. So something that I want to tell people to keep in mind as we're heading into like the second half of our sort of fantasy regular season before playoffs is keep checking who people are dropping. I know that seems obvious, but especially like right after waiver wires hit and your waivers go through, check who people had to drop because they had no choice but to drop them, or they just dropped them out of like stupidity because they're like, I don't really know that this person's going to be valuable, but you might know that that person's going to be valuable. You got to keep checking and grab those players like while they're still there because somebody else will see it. And then another time that I notice like a lot of players get dropped that I do a lot of like quick ads is like the night before Sunday football. So like Saturday night or like early Sunday morning, people are like, shit, I gotta make some roster moves. And you know, because there's been so many injuries, people are constantly adding and dropping right now. So go and check for who was just dropped on way like on available players like Sunday night, Sunday morning.
Saturday. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks for
Saturday
the
night,
tip.
Sunday morning.
Saturday night, Sunday. Yeah. Okay.
That's a good call.
Yeah. Thanks for the
Because I
tip.
get some good pickups like in that 24th hour.
Okay.
Yeah. I shouldn't be telling you guys this, frankly.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. We're in the same league, but that's fine.
Okay. Should we
Speaking of
talk
injuries,
about
but
Yeah.
no, I was gonna. I actually have
Okay.
some stats. So, I mean, obviously the NFL is going to try to pad things, right? But they have actually been tracking concussions in the preseason and regular season since 2015. Like, it's about being more transparent now. So this preseason was actually the lowest number of concussions since
Oh.
2015. So in 2015, in just the preseason, there was 83 concussions, 54 in games and 29 in practices. And in 2024, there was only, well, not only, but 26 in games and 18 in practice. So there was only 44 concussions. That said, right now, all the data is preseason, and they've been doing a lot of mitigation efforts to reduce injuries during the preseason because obviously you want your guys playing. You know, that's really important. So there isn't much stats right now, but yeah, like the injuries seem to be piling up. I've
Oh
never
my
done
God.
fantasy, so it's hard for me to like realize because I mean, in football, injuries are
It's
constant.
common. There's always injuries every season. There's always like a big like season-ending injury, or someone that ends up being out for like 8 weeks who's a key player in fantasy, and like you have to pivot.
But
This is
there's like,
normal, but this has
yeah,
been
like a,
especially
okay,
crazy, like
like a
for
half, see,
sure.
I have
Yeah.
like a half dozen top players
Yeah.
out.
Like I feel
Like
like we're
that's
playing with
fair.
the C squad right now.
Like
Like
I would not
players
have
I've never
noticed
heard of
before.
that I'm starting.
Oh, I saw Ayuk's injury on Instagram the other
Yep.
day, like a replay, and I thought I was gonna get sick to my stomach. Those guys, it
Yeah.
just like he got hit by a
I can't
train. Watch them. The
that was
other one,
rough.
that's really rough, speaking of concussions and your stats, like it's interesting to hear because Tua, I'm not gonna pretend to pronounce his last name.
Tagovailoa, I think.
Yeah, very well done. Quarterback of the Miami Dolphins had a severe concussion a few
Yeah.
weeks ago. Not the first time he's had it. He stumbled off the field last year. So he's in concussion protocol. And there's lots of calls from media and fans to questioning him. Are you going to hang it up? This is a father, a husband, a parent, you know, and just a teammate that people care about. And just this week, you know, stood up in front of media and said, "I'm not going anywhere." And
And he's
one
not going to
of,
wear one of the Guardian helmets.
yes, that's what I was going to say. And it feels like you know, you're talking about mitigation. I struggle with that one
Yeah.
because I can't imagine, you know, like look at the NHL. I guess maybe helmets would be comparable or visors or something, but you know, there's the neck guard debate right now, whether or not they should be wearing neck guards. But this one is just so common and obvious that the guardians would make a huge difference that it's really shocking to me that it's not mandatory. Like, how is the NFL not negligent letting Tua come back and play? That's just wild to me.
Yeah, it's tough because everyone was saying like Tua might retire after this, like the coach said, you got to think of your family kind of thing, and then he has such a love of the game that he was like, no, I'm not going anywhere. But like, dude, like I want like wear the Guardian helmet. Like, is it worth your brain? Like, your brain like is at stake basically. Like,
Yeah.
brain injuries will ruin your life.
Maybe he already feels like the damage is done.
And I am curious, like how the guard, like do the Guardian helmets feel clunky? Like, I'm really curious about them. Have you seen them? They do look
Oh,
hilarious. I'm not gonna lie.
it's a
It's
big mushroom on your head.
like when you're a kid and you don't want to wear your helmet because none of the like cool kids on like the hill, like if you're going
Yeah.
snowboarding or skiing, none of them are wearing their helmet, they're wearing their toques and goggles, and then you have to go on with like your big giant ass helmet. That's kind of how it feels with the Guardian helmets. But like some of the players, I have mad respect for them wearing them because they're like, I am putting my personal well-being ahead of ego, basically. Let's be honest, like aesthetic. I want to pivot to Oilers chat. And I just
Well, we
want to,
can't not.
yeah, of course. So, another loss to
Carolina. This
another
week,
loss to
yeah, to the Canes.
Carolina,
Yeah.
and the season hasn't been going great. I have a brief little rant about Oilers fans because I did hear that Oilers fans getting on the LRT after the game were chanting Skinner sucks. Which I think is unfair because I don't actually think
He's
it's really, it's
he
not
literally
his.
stood on his head that game.
He was
He was
incredible
playing
against
a
Carolina.
really good game, and it's the defense that is the problem. And then I also see in the comments everywhere, like on posts, like about Oilers posts or whatever on Instagram and X, like everyone is talking shit about Stu. And I just want to say, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't know anything. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. That's not the problem. So there are games you can
There's
rant about
multiple
Skinner.
problems.
There are
Yeah, I was
games you
gonna
can rant
say
about Skinner. But
if he,
after
but
going
if
on the
he,
LRT or going to Twitter and ranting about Skinner after that game, you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if I agree with you, and I'm gonna be devil's advocate for a second
Sure.
because if he has been standing up every game, and he wasn't, in some cases, the reason we lost the game,
Yeah.
then I would say agreed. But that's the problem, is that he, now everybody's extremely hypersensitive. What we need from him right now are like one or two more stops a night, and that will maybe get us the W. And there's been a few of those games where he didn't give us that, and he didn't give us, you know, three or
There's
four that
other
he should
games
have
you can
had.
absolutely blame
Yeah.
him, but to like go ranting about Skinner after the most recent game makes no sense.
I think
And
it's,
I
I guess
really
what
think
I,
that defensive line is the biggest problem.
yeah, I'm just saying that, like, if he has been top notch all season, then you're not going to hear
Of
that after
course, of
one game. But
course.
it's like, you know, he, yeah.
Well, yeah, and you can't say that like speaking specifically to the Carolina game,
Yeah.
Carolina's second goal, he made an absolute ridiculous save where he
Yeah.
rolled on his back and the defense could not clear it after
It was like
that.
they were just standing
Carolina,
watching.
and
Yeah.
so like it's ridiculous to say it after that game. And let's be real, nobody's been that good. You know,
And let
Connor
me.
McDavid scored two against
Yeah.
Carolina,
Yeah,
finally got
exactly.
scoring. Where's Leon Draisaitl?
Where's Hyman?
Nuge hasn't been
Yeah,
great.
there's
Like,
lots of
there is
problems.
so
Yeah.
many different things. And, like, listen, at the end of the day, it is too early in the season to be absolutely freaking out. Like,
Interesting.
Oilers
That was
fans
my next
freak out.
question.
Oilers fans are freaking out, and it's so unnecessary. It is so early. I understand that this is what happened last year. And yes, it's hard to keep coming back from that. We don't understand, like, the ramp up for these guys at all. Like, this is the furthest they've ever gone. They played until June 24th. They have never played that deep into a season. We don't know what it's like trying to get ramped back up. And we know that
Right.
they will. They're too good.
It's a good point.
So my next question was, are we panicked? And I know I knew Quinn was
I'm
going to,
always Captain Positive, though. I
you
know, I get
are,
that.
and
Yes.
I knew Quinn was going to come in and be like, no, everyone calm the fuck down. And let's be honest, you were right last season because we were all freaking out and you're like, it's fine. I'm a little panicked because I feel like it's a lot of the same issues that still haven't been fixed. And if we don't get some of those things fixed, like then we're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not panicked, but I can understand why you would be. I'm kind of annoyed. It's like, or at the Hurricanes game, I was there. It was such good energy Tuesday night. I mean, there were quite a few empty seats, surprisingly. But the fans were in it and they came out hot. It was great. It was an awesome game. They played well, aside from some defensive
Yeah.
breakdowns. And then they lost it the way they did. And it's just like a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Everybody's on Stu. Seeing him splayed out on the ice at the end of the night, like head down, starfish, so defeated. It was heartbreaking. I really felt for him. There's like a solid 20 seconds that he laid on the ground and just
Ugh.
didn't, like he was just
Well,
so.
'cause yeah.
And he stood on his head all night.
Exactly. Here's the
And he
thing.
had over 30 saves. So, like, there's a lot of signs of good. I do think we're going to get better. Quinn makes a great point. They are tired. They're trying to come back quickly with a different team. They're still trying to figure out who
Yeah.
they are now.
And they didn't have a lot of
It's not
time.
easy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
it's not
don't
easy. So I'm not panicked, but I'm annoyed that we're like, we can't win games that we should be winning. And it's frustrating, and I'm annoyed. Salt on the wound is seeing Broberg do so well in St. Louis.
Yeah,
Oh,
that
yeah.
one hurts. That one still hurts, let's be honest. So I will say I'm definitely more panicked than Quinn, but I do appreciate Quinn not being panicked. Like, she's
Yeah, she just
sometimes my
really keeps us
she
grounded.
yeah, because I'm like, I look to her sometimes like, hey, should I be worried? Because like, I'm
Quinn,
worried.
are we freaking out?
I will automatically start to worry. That's just who I am as a person. And Claire, I think a little bit too. But I do want, like, I will say
Just get
this.
medicated for anxiety and then you'll just see the
Listen, I
positive in the
already am.
Oilers. Right. Okay. Oh, okay.
I will say this. If we were to make the playoffs, like if the playoffs were a lot sooner than where we are now, I wouldn't
Oh.
be worried about Stuart Skinner in the playoffs. That's all I'm gonna say. If we were going to the playoffs right now, I'd be like, he's not who I'm worried about.
If we were going to the playoffs right now, I would be absolutely terrified.
Well, I'd be worried, but I
Oh, I'd
wouldn't be
be worried
worried
about
about Stuart
everybody.
Skinner.
I'd be
That
worried
wouldn't
about
be.
everybody. Nobody's been phenomenal, like
But
consistently.
he wouldn't be like,
Totally.
oh, we're fucked because we don't have a goalie. That's
Listen,
not what my mentality would be.
do we trust in Knobloch?
I'm still going to
Yes.
trust in Knob. Yeah.
Yeah, we
He brought
have
him back
to.
from the dead before. He can do it again. And this is what the Oilers
They're
do. This
not
is
dead.
no.
No, they're not dead, but we've seen a lot of coaches' heads on a stake in the city. So,
Oh, they can't. They
no, at
can't.
this point,
They
people
can't
don't want
fire
that.
him.
There's
There's
no, yeah.
they've done
In
this
other
too many
words,
times.
at the end of the day, if anything were to happen,
Yeah.
like if they were to fire Knobloch, it would be incredibly apparent that these
Yes.
players are coach killers. So
Exactly.
they're
Yeah.
not doing it because I don't think they are
They
coach
can't.
killers.
They can't fire Knob at
So,
this point.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's all we have for today.
Oh man, so fast.
to see you guys on a screen for some reason. I don't know. I
You
guess
look
it's
great on
different.
a monitor. I'm stoked that everybody gets to see us because there's some good moments.
I don't want to post this anywhere. I look like garbage.
Yeah, I need to get my hair done.
Claire sacrificed a hair appointment to record a couple weeks ago, like an
Yeah, what did
absolute
you call it
champ.
with these big roots happening? What'd
Oh,
you
it's
call
like a four-lane highway.
it? Never heard that before, but it
Me neither. I
tracks.
just saw it and it came to
It's
me.
all I see. Yeah.
Okay, have a great
All right. See you
couple
on
of
another
days,
time,
ladies. See you on
ladies.
another time.
Bye.